We pray. Lord God, grant us wisdom through your word. Amen. In the movie Men in Black 3, Griffin says, "The bitterest truth is better than the sweetest lie." When I heard that, I told my wife, "That sounds like something from the book of Proverbs." The closest the book of Proverbs comes to that is this word of wisdom: "Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are in abundance." Let's say you've been walking through a desert with a companion. You're both very thirsty. You come upon an oasis where the water is slowly bubbling up from the ground. Thinking that the water may be poisonous, your companion suggests that you take the first drink. "After all," he says, "you've been such a good companion. You have encouraged me along the way. You've shared your food with me. You should get the first drink." Is he a friend or an enemy? Another scenario would be that the companion violently pushes you aside as you are about to take a drink. You fall to the ground in pain, but he saved your life. An enemy or a friend? Faithful are the wounds of an enemy, of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are in abundance. This is one more word of wisdom for the children of God. A friend will do what is best for you. An enemy will do what is best for himself. If in order to have his way, the enemy believes that he has to flatter you or pretend to care about you, then he will do that. However, his flattery and his kisses will mean nothing. A friend will do what is best for you, even if it means causing you some pain. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Have you ever had a friend who would tell you something that you really didn't want to hear because it was personally painful? Something about yourself? At first you got mad at her, but then you realize this was for your own good. If you are engaging in some kind of behavior that could prove harmful to yourself, would you like your friend to help you? To stop you? Even if it meant your friend had to cause you some harm? Well, this is what God asks us to do. He asks us to be a friend to our friends. Jesus said, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother." That's what a friend does. It's no fun hearing something like that, and it's no fun for your friend telling you something like that. But how blessed is the outcome. Would you like it if your friend would let you jump into part of Lowe's Creek where there is a tangle of branches and weeds underwater where you could get caught and drown? Would you like it if your friend would let you jump into a situation that has a tangle of sins and wickedness where you can get caught and drowned in unbelief? And as for you, can you be a friend to somebody else? Stand ready to help your friend. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in a trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Some of our parents listen to these chapels or read them. Can I tell them right now that their children have friends here? Friends who are looking out for them? Friends who will do whatever is necessary to rescue them from the snares of Satan? Can I tell them that? I recall a time a number of years ago when some students got a hold of a Ouija board and were playing with it. They became frightened when the Ouija board seemed to be answering their questions. And then a couple of fellow students came up to them and admonished them for messing around with satanic superstition. So it does happen here at ILC. Whether it comes from teachers or students or staff, faithful friends are ready to wound you by rebuking you for making a game out of sin. Of course, they don't stop there. If there is repentance, when there is repentance, the Christian is going to be quick to say, Jesus has taken away your sins. Everything's okay. God still loves you. So beware of false friends who are always saying nice things about you, but are just letting you continue in your sins. And be thankful for the true friend who is ready to rebuke you when you are falling into the grip of Satan. And be thankful above all for the greatest friend you have, the one who has taken away your sins. God grant that we all continue to be friends to one another, showing us the kind of love that rescues a sinner from his sins. And we'll close with the words of Psalm 141. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity, and do not let me eat of their delicacies. Let the righteous strike me, it shall be a kindness, and let him rebuke me, it shall be as excellent oil, let my head not refuse it. Amen. Hymn 416.